Hey, what's going on, family? Thank you so much for coming back and tuning in to another episode of Malaka Batya to the Remnant here on Anchor FM or Spotify or one of the other amazing podcast platforms that you're possibly listening to me on, or in fact, you're viewing this now on YouTube. I thank you so much. And we are today going to be reading Baruch Raishon. That's first Baruch. And before we get into the reading, let's be blessed by the daily prayer. Hear now and do, Yasharal. Yahuwah Elohim, Yahuwah is one. And you shall love Yahuwah your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul and with all yourself. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Blessed are you, Yahuwah, our Elohim, King of all time, for giving us the path of restoration. Shema Yasharal. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Achad, U Ahavta, Yahuwah Elohaika, Vekole Lavavka, Vekole Nefeshka, Vekole Meorka, Ve Ahavaka Ereka, Kamoka, Baruch Hata Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech HaOlam, Ashar Natan Iyanu, Derek Ha Teshuva. Now we'll get into the reading. Baruch Raishon, Chapter 2. Therefore, Yahuwah has made good his word, which he pronounced against us, and against our judges, that judged Yasharal, and against our kings, and against our princes, and against the men of Yasharal and Yehuda, to bring upon us great plagues, which has never been under the whole heaven. As it came to pass in Yerushalayim according to the things that were written in the Torah of Moshe, that a man should eat the flesh of his own son and the flesh of his own daughter. Moreover, he has delivered them to be in subjection to all the kingdoms that are around about us, to be as a reproach and a desolation among all the people round about, where Yahuwah has scattered them. Thus we were cast down and not exalted, because we have sinned against Yahuwah Elohainu, and have not been obedient unto his voice. To Yahuwah Elohainu appertains righteousness, but unto us and to our fathers open shame, as appears this day. For all these plagues are come upon us, which Yahuwah pronounced against us. Yet have we not prayed before Yahuwah, that we might turn everyone from the imaginations of his wicked heart. Wherefore Yahuwah watched over us for evil, and Yahuwah has brought it upon us. For Yahuwah is righteous in all his works which he has commanded us. Yet we have not hearkened unto his voice to walk in the commandments of Yahuwah that he has set before us. And now, O Yahuwah Elohim of Yasharal, that have brought your people out of the land of Mitzrayim with a mighty hand and high arm, and with signs and wonders, and with great power, and have gotten yourself a name as appears this day, O Yahuwah Elohainu, we have sinned, we have done wickedness, we have dealt unrighteously in all your ordinances. Let your wrath turn from us, for we are but a few left among the heathen where you have scattered us. Hear our prayers, O Yahuwah, and our petitions, and deliver us for your own sake, and give us favor in the sight of them which have led us away, that all the earth may know that you are Yahuwah Elohainu, because Yasharal and his posterity is called by your name. O Yahuwah, look down from your holy house and consider us. Bow down your ear, O Yahuwah, to hear us. Open your eyes and behold, for the dead that are in the graves, whose souls are taken from their bodies, will give unto you neither praise nor righteousness. But the soul that is greatly vexed which goes stopping, stooping, and feeble, and the eyes that fail, and the hungry soul will give you praise and righteousness, O Yahuwah. Therefore, we do not make our humble supplication before you, O Yahuwah Alahainu, for the righteousness of our fathers and of the kings. For you have sent out your wrath and indignation upon us, as you have spoken by your servants, the prophets, saying, Thus says Yahuwah, bow down your shoulders to serve the king of Babel. So shall ye remain in the land that I gave unto your fathers. But if ye will not hear the voice of Yahuwah to serve the king of Babel, I will cause to cease out of the cities of Yahud and from without Yerushalayim the voice of myrrh and the voice of joy, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and the whole land shall be desolate of habitation, of inhabitants. Sorry, the whole land shall be desolate of inhabitants. But we who do not hearken unto your voice to serve the king of Babel, therefore have you made good the words that you spoke by your servants, the prophets, namely that the bones of our kings and the bones of our fathers should be taken out of their place. And lo, they are cast out to the heat of the day and to the frost of the night, and they died in great miseries by famine, by sword, and by pestilence. And the house which is called by your name have you laid waste, as it is to be seen this day. For the wickedness of the house of Yasharal and the house of Yehuda, O Yahuwah Alahainu, you have dealt with us after all your goodness, and according to all that great mercy of yours, as you spoke by your servant Moshe in the day when you did command him to write the Torah before the children of Yasharal, saying, If you will not hear my voice, surely this very great multitude shall be turned into a small number among the nations where I will scatter them. For I knew that they would not hear me, because it is a stiff-necked people, but in the land of their captivities they shall remember themselves and shall know that I am Yahuwah Alahayim. For I will give them a heart and ears to hear, and they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon my name. Hallelujah! Are we not now praising Yahuwah in the land of our captivities, family? Yes. Verse 33. And return from their stiff neck and from their wicked deeds, for they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before Yahuwah. And I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Jacob. And they shall be Adonaim of it. And I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And I will no more drive my people of Yasharal out of the land that I have given them. Praise be Yahuwah Elohim for his righteousness, for his word that shall not return unto him void. Family, I thank you so much for tuning in to this reading of Baruch Raishan, Chapter 2. Shalom. Baruch Raishan, Chapter 3. O Eloah Shaddai, Elohim of Yasharal, the soul in anguish, the troubled Ruach, cries unto you. Hear, O Yahuwah, and have mercy. You are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. For you endure forever, and we perish utterly. O Eloah Shaddai, Elohim of Yasharal, hear now the prayers of the dead inhabitants of Yasharal, and of their children, which have sinned before you, and not hearkened unto the voice of you, their Elohim. For this cause, these plagues cleave unto us. Remember not the iniquities of our forefathers, but think upon your power and your name now at this time. For you are Yahuwah Elohainu, and you, O Yahuwah, will be praised. And for this cause, you have put your fear in our hearts, to the intent that we should call upon your name and praise you in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquity of our forefathers that sinned before you. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, where you have scattered us, for a reproach and a curse, and to be subject to payments according to all the iniquity of our fathers, which departed from Yahuwah Elohainu. O Yasharal, the commandments of life, give ear to understand wisdom. How happens it, Yasharal, that you are in your enemy's land, that you are waxing old in a strange country, that you are defiled with the dead, that you are counted to them that go down into Sheol. Verse 11, that you are counted with them that go down into Sheol. You have forsaken the fountain of wisdom. For if you had walked in the way of Elohim, you should have dwelled in peace forever. Learn where is wisdom, where is strength, where is understanding, that you may know also where is length of days and life, where is the light of the eyes and peace. Who has found out her place, or who has come into her treasures? Where are the princes of the heathen become, and such as ruled the beast upon the earth? They that had their pastime with the fowls of the air, and they that hoarded up silver and gold, wherein men trust, and made no end of their getting. For they shall rot in silver, and were so careful. Verse 18. For they that wrought in silver and were so careful, and whose works are unsearchable, they are vanished and gone down into Sheol, and others come up in their steads. Young men have seen light and dwelt upon the earth, but the way of knowledge have they not known, nor understood the paths thereof, nor laid hold of it. Their children were far off from that way. It has been heard of in Canaan, neither has it been seen in Timon. The Hagarim that seek wisdom upon earth, the merchants of Moran and of Timon, the authors of fables, and searches out of understanding, none of these have known the way of wisdom or remember her paths. O Yasharal, how great is the house of Elohim, and how large is the place of his possession. Great and has none end, high and unmeasurable. There were Nephilim famous from the beginning that were of so great stature and so expert in war. Those did not Yahuwah choose, neither gave he way of knowledge unto them. But they were destroyed because they had no wisdom and perished through their own foolishness. Who has gone up into heaven and taken her and brought her down from the clouds? Who has gone over the sea and found her and will bring her for pure gold? No man knows her way, nor thinks of her path. But he that knows all things knows her, and has found her out with his understanding. He that prepared the earth forevermore has filled it with four-footed beasts. He that sends forth light, and it goes, calls it again, and it obeys him with fear. The stars shined in their watches, and rejoiced when he calls them. They say, here we be, and with so cheerfulness, They showed light unto him that made them. This is our Elohim, and there shall none other be accounted of in compassion in comparison of him. He has found out all the way of knowledge. He has given it unto Yaakov, his servant, and unto Yasharal, his beloved. Afterward did he show himself upon earth and conversed with men. Baruch Rashan, chapter 3. Baruch Rashan, chapter 4. This is the sefer of the commandments of Elohim, and the Torah that endures forever. All they that guard it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Turn you, O Yaakov, and take hold of it. Walk in the presence of the light thereof, that you may be illuminated. Give not your honor to another, nor the things that are profitable unto you to strange nations. O Yasharal, happy are we, for things that are pleasing unto Elohim are made known unto us. Be of good cheer, my people, the memorial of Yasharal. Ye were sold to the nations, not for your destruction, but because ye moved Elohim to wrath. Ye were delivered unto the enemies. For ye provoked him that made you by sacrificing unto devils and not unto Elohim. Family, we hear all through the scriptures that after receiving many blessings from Yahweh Elohim, we behaved treacherously. Family, that is why it is so important for us in this time to repent not only for our sins that we do commit daily, unfortunately, but also for the sins of our ancestors. Let's continue. Baruch Rashan, chapter 4, verse 8. Ye have forgotten the everlasting Elohim that brought you up, and ye have grieved Yerushalayim that nursed you. For when she saw the wrath of Elohim coming upon you, she said, "Hearken, O ye that dwell about Zion. Elohim has brought upon me great mourning. For I saw the captivity of my sons."
Is that on the regular Bible? Should I
read it? Yeah, Mama. But you could just look on my hand. You want to help me? That's my girl. I love her. Okay, so, "For I saw the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting brought upon them. With joy did I nourish them, but sent them away with weeping and mourning. Let no man rejoice over me, a widow, and forsaken of many." As a matter of fact, go ahead, you can read verse 12.
"Let no man rejoice over me, a widow, a forsaken of many, who for the sins of my children am left desolate, am left desolate, because they departed from the Torah of Elohim."
You want to keep going?
"They knew not his statutes, nor walked in the ways of his commandments, nor trod in the paths of
discipline
in his righteousness. Let them that dwell about
Zion
come and remember, ye the captivity of my sons and daughters, which the everlasting has brought upon them."
Thank you, baby girl. Okay, family, verse 15. "For he has brought a nation upon them from far, a shameless nation, and of a strange language, who neither reverenced old nor pitied child. These have carried away the dear beloved children of the widow, and have left her that was alone, desolate, without daughters. But what can I help you? For he that brought these plagues upon you will deliver you from the hands of your enemies. Go your way, O my children. Go your way, for I am left desolate. I have put off the clothing of my peace, and put upon me the sackcloth of my prayer. I will carry unto the everlasting in my days. I'm sorry, I will carry. Family, forgive me. It's I will cry unto the everlasting in my days. Be of good cheer, O my children. Cry unto Yahuwah, and he will deliver you from the power and the hand of the enemies. For my hope is in the everlasting, that he will save you. And joy is come unto me from the Holy One, because of the mercy which shall soon come unto you from the everlasting, our Savior. For I sent you out with mourning and weeping, but Elohim will give you to me again with joy and gladness forever. Y'all know we going home, family. We have great reason to rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise Yahuwah. Baruch Rishon, chapter 4, verse 24. Like as now the neighbors of Zion have seen your captivity, so shall they see shortly your Yeshua from our Elohim, which shall come upon you with great glory and brightness of the everlasting. My children, suffer patiently the wrath that has come upon you from Elohim. For your enemy has persecuted you, but shortly you shall see his destruction and shall tread upon his neck. My delicate ones have gone rough ways and were taken away as a flock caught of the enemies. Be of good comfort, O my children, and cry unto Elohim, for he shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Again, let me read. For ye shall be remembered of him that brought these things upon you. Verse 28. For as it was your mind to go astray from Elohim, so being returned, seek him 10 times more. For he that has brought these plagues upon you shall bring you everlasting joy with your Yeshua. Take a good heart, O Yerushalayim, for he that gave you the name will comfort you. Miserable are they that afflicted you and rejoiced at your fall. Miserable are the cities which your children served. Miserable is she that receives your sons. For as she rejoiced at your ruin and was glad at your fall, so shall she be grieved for her own desolation. For I will take away the rejoicing of her great multitude, and her pride shall be turned into mourning. For fire shall come upon her from the everlasting, long to endure, and she shall be inhabited of devils for a great time. O Yerushalayim, look about you toward the east. And behold the joy that comes unto you from Elohim. Lo, your sons come, whom you sent away. They came gathered together from the east and the west, by the word of one, by the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in glory of Elohim. Family, I'm going to break for a brief song of praise and worship, and I will be back with chapter 5.
Say this tonight, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Now lay your hands on yourself, say it reaches to me. The strength of God is reaching for you.
Strength like no other. declare it.
Spread like no other.
Now say it reaches.
Reaches.
Let's declare it one more time. You are my strength. Come on.
You are my strength.
Yes, you are.
Strength.
Of your grace. Come on, church.
In the fullness of your grace.
In the power of your name.
In the power of your name.
Let me testify.
You lift me up.
Yes. Hallelujah. You lift me.
You lift me up.
One more time. In the fullness of your grace.
In the fullness.
It's amazing.
In the power of
your name, it's Jesus.
Okay, family, so here we go now with the last and final chapter of the book of Baruch in the Sefer. And that is the Bible translation I'm reading from the Sefer app on my phone. Praise Yahuwah. I'm finding out that a lot of people still do not have the Sefer app, family. Let me just let you know that if you, in fact, have an Android phone, you can go right to your Google Play Store and download the Sefer app. Now, they have a free version of the app which is the Sefer Agra Bridge. I hope I'm saying that properly, but that version is free. In order to get the Book of Enoch, Jubilees, and Jasher, you need the paid version, which is $21.99 in your Google Play Store. Okay, so here we go. That was a little promo. Chapter 5 of Baruch Rishon. Put off, O Yerushalayim, the garment of mourning and affliction, and put on comeliness of the glory that comes from Yahuwah Elohim forever. Cast about you a double garment of the righteousness which comes from Elohim, and set a diadem on your head of the glory of the everlasting. For Elohim will show your brightness unto every country, unto heaven. For your name shall be called of Elohim forever, the peace of righteousness and the glory of Elohim's worship. Arise, O Yerushalayim, and stand up, and look about toward the east, and behold your children gathered from the west unto the east by the word of the Holy One, rejoicing in remembrance of Elohim. For they departed from you on foot and were led away of their enemies. But Elohim brings them unto you exalted with glory as children of the kingdom. For Elohim has appointed that every high hill and banks of long continuance should be cast down and valleys filled up to make even the ground that Yasharal may go safely in the glory of Elohim. Moreover, even the woods and every sweet-smelling tree shall overshadow Yasharal by the commandment of Elohim. For Elohim shall lead Yasharal with joy. Hallelujah. For Elohim shall lead Yasharal with joy. Praise Yahuwah. For Elohim shall lead Yasharal with joy in the lights of his glory, with the mercy and righteousness that comes from him. Praise Yahuwah once again. Praise him. Hallelujah. All ye praise Yahuwah. Family, we have reason to rejoice because we have something to look forward to. Okay, family, so that is the end. Thank you so much for sticking with me to the final chapter. So we have now completed all 5 chapters of the book of Baruch. Now, you guys may or may not know that I am a homeschooling mom. All of my time is spent in study and in scripture and in service to Yahuwah Elohainu. Hallelujah. And also with my children. So family, if you find it in your heart and you say, you know what, I want to be a blessing to Akoti Batya and her children as she comes on and pours out and you know, just shares the word of truth with us, as she comes on and admonishes us with song and hymns and spiritual songs, and you say in your heart, I want to be a blessing to her and her children, then Toda Rabbah. I thank you very much in advance. You can feel free to make a donation to Aya Batya via Cash App. That's Cash $ AYABATYAH. Thank you so much and Shalom.